Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is preparing a solution. This podcast is going to walk you through the steps needed to create a solution with a set volume and an exact molarity. The solution we are going to prepare is 850 milliliters of a 0.5 molar NaCl solution. The first thing we want to do is to grab the equipment needed. We will need the following: a quantity of salt, water, a balance and weighing dish, a scoop, a 600 milliliter beaker or flask, a graduated cylinder, a long stem disposable pipette, a 1 liter volumetric flask, and a stock bottle or some container to hold the final solution. We make sure all the equipment is clean and ready to use. If you look at the volumetric flask carefully, you will see that it doesn't have a lot of markings like most flasks or beakers. It has a single etched line. This line is an extremely accurate measurement of the volume indicated on the flask. In fact, it is so accurate that the temperature can't be too far off 20 degrees Celsius, or the expansion of water will throw the measurements off. Once we have our equipment ready, we can do our calculations. The first thing we need to realize is that even though we need 850 milliliters of solution, they don't make 850 milliliter volumetric flasks, so we need to go to the next greater size, which is 1,000 milliliters. We need to determine how many grams of NaCl to measure out. If we were working a regular homework problem in the textbook, we can set up the problem with 850 milliliters. But in real life, we need to make sure that the volume of the solution is 1,000 milliliters. This means that we will have some solution left over, which is okay. It will be stored in the back stock room for later use, usually in a stock bottle. Here is our first calculation using molarity equals moles over liters. 0.5 equals N divided by 1. Remember that the formula calls for liters, so our 1,000 milliliter volumetric flask has 1 liter of volume. Solving gives us 0.5 moles. Converting this to grams using N equals G over M results in 29.23 grams of sodium chloride needed. Now we set up our balance with a weighing dish on it. We tear the weighing dish, and then we measure out 29.23 grams of salt on the weighing dish. At this point, we carefully transfer the NaCl from the weighing dish to the clean, dry volumetric flask, using the scoop if needed. So at this point, we have our mass of salt sitting all alone, aimlessly at the bottom of our 1 liter volumetric flask, waiting for the next step. Now we need to add the water. Remember that even though we really only need 850 milliliters of solution, there is no way to accurately measure out that amount with the volumetric flask. So we needed to increase it to 1,000 milliliters, which our calculations were also based on. It is possible to simply put the flask under the faucet and let it rip. However, that has a big chance of exceeding the amount of water needed. A better way of doing it is to take a beaker, a 600 milliliter beaker is a good size, and to transfer the water from the faucet to the beaker, and then the beaker to the flask. When we get close, we could add the last few milliliters with the disposable pipette. At this point, if we are not going to use the solution immediately, we can store it in the stock bottle. After we have added water to the etched line in the volumetric flask, we could cover it to prevent evaporation of the water. If water does evaporate between the time the solution was created and the time it is being used, we can simply add water to the etched mark again. When we are ready to use the solution, we can transfer 850 milliliters of the solution with a graduated cylinder and proceed with our experiment. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped with your understanding of preparing a solution. Remember that you can get more information on this topic from the class website, or you can always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this podcast when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.